playing on Austin's club-lined 6th Street, the British folk group Skinny Lister charms the crowd. It cost a lot of money to come here 2 years in a row, but group guitarist Daniel says it's worth it.
Last year we came and we managed to pick up our record label, our American record label, from a guy that saw us in a pub that we played just down on 6th Street here.
During South by Southwest, you can hear American music as well as music from Europe, Africa, and Asia. Nearly half of the 800 bands playing here night and day during the festival are from other countries. One of the biggest draws this year was the K-pop show, where fans lined up to hear 11 Korean groups perform, including the hard rock group Galaxy Express. Galaxy Express guitarist and singer Park Chung-yong says the music has universal appeal.
People always love rock and roll, right? So wild and, you know, leather jacket, you know.
He says they enjoy the diversity of fans they encounter at South by Southwest.
From many countries, many fans, many people making friends, talking.
David and Alex, friends from Houston, are big fans.
Yes, I only listen to Korean music.
I used to live in China. Even in China, the Korean pop music is, you know, really infiltrated the market there as well.
K-pop fans around the world have discovered Korean groups by watching their videos on YouTube and other online sites. Last year, the Gangnam Style video by South Korea's Psy became YouTube's most watched video ever. The CEO of Billboard Magazine Korea, Clayton Jin, says the South Korean music industry is geared towards export.
It produces, you know, between 50 or 60 new artists, you know, every single year. Not all of them succeed, but K-pop is getting more and more acceptance outside of Korea. And when the Korean management companies, they design up groups, they make groups, they design them from the beginning for export to the international market, not just for Korea.
Some of the Korean groups, as well as groups from other countries playing this festival, will go on to perform at other venues in the United States before heading home. Greg Flakus, VOA News, Austin, Texas.